The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now we are going to talk about the rotunda, and the deadline has passed by about, I think, 6 minutes or so. The deadline set by the Minister of Health, Jennifer Karen McNeill, in relation to consultants at the rotunda using the hospital for private practice. In a moment, we'll speak to Brenda Power, columnist with the Sunday Independent and Irish Daily Mail. But first off, we're joined by Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. Priscilla, just remind us what exactly is happening here.
Well, the main crux of the issue is that consultants in the rotunda hospital who are on the public only hospital consultant contract, which was introduced in 2023, have been giving private care to patients on site, which they're not allowed to do under the contract. So that was revealed publicly a couple of weeks ago before the Oireachtas Healthcare Committee by the Master of the Hospital, Professor Sean Daly. Now, this has caused significant controversy because this contract was rolled out in 2023. It's a key underpinning element of launch care, the national healthcare policy, which is about removing private care from our public hospitals, increasing the amount of consultants and other senior clinicians in our hospitals to provide better and more holistic care in our public hospitals, among a range of other issues as well. But this is a key issue. It's a big argument that's happening between the rotunda and the Department of Health and HSE and the Minister for Health. There's a bit of a standoff there. And as you mentioned, today was the deadline for the rotunda to provide the audit data that's been requested from the Minister for Health about why has this been allowed to happen at the hospital, and insurance that it's going to stop, how many consultants were involved, how many patients, and what is going to happen next with the fees that were paid. So essentially, the hospital has 32 consultants, and less than half of them have signed up to this new contract, which is public only.
Okay. Do we know if any information was provided? It does seem like the rotunda is digging in on this issue.
Yeah, so earlier this afternoon, the data hadn't been given to the Minister of Health, as far as we know, but I believe there has been an extra couple of days given, I think, because there had been bereavement over the weekend with a senior staff member there that's been reported elsewhere. So that that data is still due this week, and the Minister has been insistent on getting that data. The hospital had sought, at the weekend, a meeting with the Minister to explain its rationale for doing this. It has come out and said previously, Professor Sean Daly, that it is about allowing choice to women, and that women want this choice of being able to access private care on site. But again, over half their consultants can already provide this care at the hospital. And also the government has also commented on this. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, as well, has pointed out that it's a public-only contract, they have to abide by the terms of this contract, and that there has been some surprise at this. So whether or not they will continue to dig their heels in, or whether or not they will bow to the request from the Minister, HSE and Department of Health to cease and to provide the data sought, we're still waiting and seeing.
Okay, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. Thank you indeed for that update. Brenda Power, columnist with the Sunday Independent and Irish Daily Mail. What do you make of it all?
Well, as Priscilla said there, this is about, or at least as she quoted Sean Daly as saying there, this is basically about choice for women, Shane. The fact is that this will be the only area of medicine in the Irish health system, if the Minister has her way, that does not offer a private option. So if you want your hip replaced, or if you want cardiac surgery, or if you need oncology treatment or whatever, you can go private. But women, and this only affects women, of course, are going to be denied the option of a health service. And you know, because I guess maternity care in 99% of cases is not a medical issue. It's a service that is being provided to women. You don't have to go into hospital to have a baby. You can have your baby at home with support from the HSE. But this is an issue of choice, and that women should have this choice. And I saw it reported today, actually, that the reason that the rotunda are digging in is because they say, and their senior counsel advises, that the contract states that these consultants can accept private work if explicitly allowed by their employer. And they say the employer is the rotunda. And the rotunda has given these consultants permission to continue working in the private sector.
Is their contract not with the HSE? Is that contract that they signed?
Apparently not. Apparently that
well,
is what
sorry, that's no. When you say apparently not, that's what the rotunda are saying. That doesn't make it so.
Well, that's what the rotunda and Arthur Cox and Co., which actually is
who are representing the rotunda.
firm, which represents the Rotunda, but also provides a lot of medical negligence advice to the HSE and the 32
who's,
members.
But who's paying? Who's paying the bills, Brenda?
Who's paying what bills?
Who's paying their wages?
Who's paying the wages?
The HSE are paying their wages, are they not?
But the question, well, I mean, this is obviously something that's going to end up in court because Rotunda are saying they're employees of the Rotunda Hospital. And that's why they're digging their heels in. But I mean, the broader issue here, Shane, is whether or not women should have this option and why it should be denied to women when every other patient in the publics in Ireland has the option, if they have the money and they wish to do so, to have private care. And I say women should have that choice.
Yeah, the counter argument I've heard this being made is that there's an equity issue as well, that not all women have the choice, that it's only a small percentage of women who have the choice, and there's an equity issue that everybody should have the same level of care.
So should you be allowed to spend €50 on a starter in Patrick Gibbo's because some people can't afford to put food on the table? Should you
I'm
be
not
allowed
sure
to
they're
spend?
Comparable, well, though. I'm not sure. I'm not sure healthcare is comparable with.
These consultants, they're only half the consultants, as you say, in the Rotunda have signed up for it. Something like only 24%, actually, in Holles Street have signed up so far. So you can still get as much private care as you want in the Holles Street. But, I mean, the question is, you know, should you be allowed to pay for a service if you want to? And, I mean, I really think it is very misogynistic, to be honest, to be suggesting that women who go for private healthcare are all Mrs. Jeff Bezos. They're not, actually.
I
a
didn't
lot of
suggest
women
that.
Make that choice.
I didn't suggest that.
No, but in the same way that people choose to have to send their children to private school, and that's kind of frowned on because we have a problem with people using making choices in ways the way
okay.
they spend their money.
Brenda, I'm putting arguments to you. I'm not in any way being misogynistic, and it is my job to put the arguments to you. Consultants also did they? I mean, the argument is also made that consultants sign a contract and that it is to do public work only and that public hospitals should not be used for private work.
But I mean, this is the question is clearly going to have to be thrashed out by lawyers, whether or not this is permitted by the contract. Was this an oversight or a loophole in the contract that nobody spotted when it was being drawn up? If it does permit them to use these facilities in the hospital or to use hospital facilities to provide private work, then they can continue to do so. And of course, any doctors who have not signed up to it, and that's quite a lot in Holles Street, for example, and I think it's only something like 17% of consultants in the National Children's Hospital in Tala have signed up to it. So they're allowed to use public facilities to carry out their private work. It seems as if there's
why sign the contract if I mean you know they knew what they were signing. It was to do public only work. Why sign that contract if you weren't actually going to fulfil that contract?
Well, I'm assuming that they were assured by their employer, being the Rotunda, that they could continue to do a certain amount. And you see, what we're talking about here, too, as I say, Shane, it is about choice. So you say a woman who had a baby in the Rotunda in 2022 and wants to see the same surgeon that she saw, the same consultant that she saw before, is now going to be told, well, no, you can't, actually. You have to take potluck and take your chances.
Here's a text coming in. I take the point you're making. This point being made by a listener. You can't compare private health in other areas with maternity. The whole point of opting for private health is to avoid waiting for years in the public public system. Rather, this doesn't arise at all with having a baby. It's not about the level of care.
But it's also about the level of comfort that you want, the level of continuity that you want. I mean, if you have paid to see a consultant privately, then you know that every time you go for an appointment, you're going to see her or him, and you are going to have a relationship with that person, which is reassuring, especially if you're a first-time mother. It is an uncertain time, and anything I would say that gives women comfort and reassurance at that time should not be outlawed and should not be demonised in the way private healthcare for maternity is.
I have heard again, though, of cases where inevitably the consultant can't be there at a certain time. Might be away on holidays. Might be, it might be a bank holiday or whatever. He or she may not be available. And in that situation, you're not guaranteed continuity of care.
No, you're not. I mean, I said I had all five of my kids in the Rotunda. I had the same consultant all the time. I don't think I needed him, to be honest. it's the midwives that do the work. You do the work yourself and the midwives do the work. You hope you don't need your consultant because that means
yeah,
there's
sure.
an issue.
Is that not an argument for midwife-led care, for fully resourcing that and then having consultants there in the wings in the event of complications or whatever that can then be brought in, and that the idea of having the old system of consultants who are working, you know, all hours day and night being there on private practice, that maybe it's time to move away from that.
But the reality is that it is midwife led. It is largely midwife led, and the consultant is only there if necessary. And I saw the argument Dr. Peter Boylan was making in that he said that this is a 37-hour contract, and under the POCC, the consultants are not allowed to work an hour more than that in a week. But if a private consultant is in at 2 a.m. to see a private patient in his private capacity and or her private capacity, and there is a woman in the public system in distress, then that person is going to get that consultant's expertise.
Okay. Listener says private care is all about getting the same consultant, and that's not realistic. It can't all be about private rooms, surely. Do you want to respond to that?
Private rooms. I mean, I can't think of anything more sort of comforting than to be on your own in a room with your new baby rather than in a ward where there may be dozens of screaming kids and other people as visitors gathered around when you're trying to learn how to breastfeed for the first time. Private rooms are fantastic. And the thing is, Shane, I mean, we're told that this is the objective of SláintecAir. Ultimately, everybody will have private rooms. But at the moment, anybody who wants a private room is, as I say, one of the Kardashians.
Okay, another listener says, if I want to go private for a hip replacement, I can. So why can't a woman have a baby with a private consultant? I'm having a baby in 5 weeks at the Rotunda private. And to answer your question, I pay my wages on my consultant $4,500. I need continuity of care because I have a neck condition. I mean, is there an argument just finally that says that if these private consultants, if these consultants believe so strongly in private care, they should set up that in a private facility, in a private hospital?
They should, absolutely. But the reality is that the cost of medical negligence litigation in this country makes that absolutely impossible. Because, you know, if something goes wrong in a childbirth, it's often catastrophic. And you're talking about something like cerebral palsy with lifelong consequences. You won't get an insurer to cover you, unfortunately, for that. Mm. And that's an issue for the government to deal with, I would say, in terms of legal fees.
Just one last text on this, Brenda. Brian says, lads, we constantly hear people who go private to jump queues in the public hospital with maternity. The cover is already there. There's no need for additional expense. The government can't win. But I think you've addressed that already. You feel it's a comfort for women to have that continuity of care. Okay, listen, thanks indeed for talking to us today, Brenda Power, a columnist with both the Sunday Independent and the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. As you can imagine, the text line has completely lit up on this issue and loads as well, Ciara, on GPs and access to GPs or the difficulty of accessing GPs.
Yeah, yes, something can be done about the shortage of GPs. Expand advanced nurse practitioner practice to primary care, similar to America. America, is that what it says? The American model, that works very well. I was an advanced nurse practitioner with my own clinic in Florida. I'm not sure that we have at all a compatible health care system with the one that exists in America. It's very, very different. GPs, they should be made to ensure that there are GPs, dentists and schools when building thousands of new homes in areas. The existing overstretched services are expected to take on all these new patients.
And Mary, one last one. Mary says, I live in Kildare, 5 in our family, 3 teenage boys. My GP's retired at the end of 2024. I phoned all GP surgeries in the catchment area. No availability, just waiting list. It is so worrying. That is really worrying. Keep those texts coming in. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.